We are suffering around here today in a very big way with about 133,000 people in the greater Detroit area remaining under a boil water advisory. Suzanne Coffey is the chief executive officer of the Great Lakes Water Authority, GLWA. We've made national news. I saw that on my recorded news last night from one of the networks, with the governor asking for a state of emergency due to drinking water safety. With the very latest on all of that, Suzanne Coffey, as I mentioned, the CEO of the Great Lakes Water Authority, is on the other end of our line right now. Suzanne, nice to have you here. Thanks for your help.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Good morning, and thank you.
What's the very latest you can tell us?
Okay, so very latest. Throughout the day yesterday, we were fully able to increase pressures to the seven communities who still have boil water advisories. So their pressures, although they're not normal, they're closer to normal than, say, they were when people went to bed last night. So those communities, from a sanitary perspective, should be much, much in a much better place this morning. So that's the latest. The other thing is the pipe is on site. If you hadn't heard that, we had ordered a pipe repair kit. It's a 10-foot diameter pipe. We call it the 120-inch. It's a very large pipe. It's on site, and today the water is down in the area to access the pipe, and our construction crews have made an access way for the engineers to get inside the pipe, walk the pipe, and put together a repair plan for the pipe. We had estimated our 2 weeks. We're still at that number, but today I expect we're going to hear some more information from those engineers. And not only will they, number one job, develop the repair plan so we can get that going, but they will also be walking and looking and doing some forensic type analysis to help us to understand why it happened so that we can, take a look and see if it could happen elsewhere and what we might do to prevent it from happening in the future.
Well, I know that there's a study, and you're going to be very careful about what you report regarding that. But I'll just say, as an observer, I mean, if the leak was discovered approximately 1 mile west of the Lake Huron water treatment facility, it could be anywhere. I mean, there could be other parts of that infrastructure that are, because of the exact same age of this place where there was a leak, presuming there wasn't somebody digging or drilling or doing something that would crack that pipe, this could happen anywhere again.
It could. It's not likely. We don't see it all the time. But that's the reason we do the forensic investigation, so that we can take a look and say, okay, what other types of, similar circumstances, if, once we find the cause of the break, or, it would be nice if we got something very, very definitive from them. We'll probably get a range of things that it could be. But then we'll look at other pipe that's similarly in use. Age is only one reason why these types of things could happen. So we'll take a look at the use of the pipe, and we'll be targeting what it is that we need to do to go look and see if we have any other vulnerable pieces of pipe.
We're spending a little time with a very busy Suzanne Coffey, Chief Executive Officer of the Great Lakes Water Authority, tackling this water main break. And the many people, like 935,000 people who were under the advisory, boil water advisory, what I see here now, a massive crack in the pipe in Lake Huron Water Treatment, impacting the water access of more than 130,000 people across several communities in Metro Detroit. Residents, from 5 minutes ago, this report coming over the wires, residents in the village of Almont, Bruce Township, Birchville Township, Imlay City, Rochester, Shelby Township, and Washington Township should continue boiling their water before using it. Is that the very, very latest?
Oh, yeah, that's the latest. So that's the seven communities. Water pressure in those communities did go below the threshold to say you need to boil water for certain uses, right? Certainly consumption, cooking. We have resources available on how boil water works. But there's no doubt they need to continue to boil their water for those uses, even though the pressure's back up and they seem more like normal. There's sampling and things that need to be done before we're going to call that boil water advisory off. So beyond the repair. So we will be, updating daily our website, and we have, meetings and certainly updating the media if anything changes with those communities. But, yep, that's where we're at.
All right. Well, we're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Anything we can do to help you, please let us know, and we'll let our listeners know. So by you letting us know, you're letting our listeners know, and that'll be very good, very, very helpful. Anything else we need to know? For somebody who's never had to boil their water for drinking, how long do you have to boil your water?
So the boiled water, I don't want to state it right here. I believe it's 2 minutes and then let it cool. But we certainly have resources on all the things that you need to do to boil the water to make sure that you're safe. And it's not for every use, but things like brushing teeth, cooking, these types of things. But, some of your other sanitary uses, things like showering, your toilets, these types of things, don't need that boil water treatment.
Okay. And when you say we have the resources, is there a place online they should go to?
Yeah, they can go to our website, GL Water. It's GLWATER.org. We have a banner at the top of that website, and they can click on that, and they will get our resources. We've also pushed out the boil water advisory and a frequently asked question sheet to all those 7 communities so that they can publish it.
All right.
And with links. And so there's lots of resources available there.
Very good. Certainly let me give this again way. Before we break automatically for the news. GLWater.org, GLWater.org. Thank you, Suzanne Coffey, as we continue.